You're just mad because you haven't eaten your empanada yet.
I'm starving.
All right, we're starting. This is it, episode one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the, or watching, or listening, or whatever you're doing, to the first episode of Dos Gordos.
I'm Bulldog.
And I am Ralph.
And welcome to our podcast.
This is the first episode of our podcast. All right. So, episode one means a lot to me. Unfortunately, it's not about Mexican food, but it is Latinos food. Did I say that right? Latinos? Is that the way to say Latin food? Latinos?
Just say Latin food.
Latin food? Is that okay? Anywho, we are eating empanadas from the wonderful restaurants called Araceli's Sazon Colombian Restaurant, which they do to-go orders, which I got a to-go order, and we got empanadas. They also have a lot of good food, arroz con pollo, sopas. They have a lot of good stuff on that menu, so I am definitely going back. It is near Chinatown, which is kind of funny, off of Jones Boulevard and Twain, right there in the little shopping center in the corner. My wife was looking for Colombiana sodas, and when we were looking for Colombiana sodas, she ran into this restaurant, and I just got the urge to look and see what they had, and they had empanadas on the menu, and I haven't had an empanada in a while, and I thought that would be a good start for our podcast. We also got the sodas, and we got a little treat at the end, so we're going to be talking about that. So really excited, lovely little restaurant, made me feel like I was back in Colombia. I spent a month there. I don't know a lick of Spanish, so I came out not knowing the lick of Spanish, but the people were really nice. They didn't speak English. It was fun. They were very nice people. Colombians are very nice people, so it was definitely easygoing. I will definitely go back and do that again. Hopefully, Bulldog will come with me. So, what is your first take on this type of empanada?
Well, I like the fact that it's, you can put them together and makes a circle. It looks like a little pie. I'm not sure what type of empanada is inside of it. So, it's a mystery for me. You already know what it is. It's going to be a mystery for me. So, we can't wait. Also okay. Includes this little salsa here. It smells like a cilantro lime type of salsa. Smells absolutely lemony and delicious.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was my first time trying it with the salsa. I've never done that before. Empanadas are an appetizer for this restaurant. It is an appetizer. Are you still there? Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I thought I dropped you. My phone barely went off. Anywho. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, empanadas are an appetizer. I always eat them before any big family meals and after any big family meals. So, if you are hungry, you would eat one empanada, two empanadas. For me, I'm a little gordito, so I would eat three empanadas. And yeah, it's always been a family tradition. My grandma makes excellent empanadas.
I've had more like a dessert type empanada where it's full of cream, like a vanilla type of cream or even a chocolate pudding type of cream. I've had empanadas full of cheese. Pretty good. Those are the only type of empanadas that I physically have myself.
Yeah. I've had one of those desserts, thinking that it was actual, like a meal one. And I was not happy with it. I did not. I was tricked. I was bamboozled. It was not an empanada. It was a fake-anada.
Fake-anada.
Fake-anada. So Empanadas, I remember there was a lot of little restaurants out in Colombia when I would go out when I was out there. And it's definitely a treat. Just you could find places everywhere that would do them. It's a big Colombian meal thing to have. So it's definitely I'm super excited to try this with over the phone, of course, because we're not together.
So for any of you out there who don't know what an empanada is, you can picture that looking. It looks like a taco, a closed taco, stuffed. So picture a meat pie. Empanadas, it can be filled with meat, cheeses, or as Mexicans use it, with dessert. And it could be filled with filling, chocolate filling. It could be filled with strawberries, almost like a pie. Very, very good.
Exactly. So these ones.
Hey guys, Old Man Ralph here. Just taking a quick break. Our segment broke in half, so I thought I would go ahead and add a quick sponsor here. The sponsors are going to help us to get more content out to you guys. On part of me and both Don Bulldog, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys keep listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
We didn't have this issue the first time. I don't know why it kicked me out.
I do.
What'd you do?
I pushed a button.
Oh my God.
Don't
stop pushing buttons.
Okay. So I changed my screen to always be on. So it's not going to turn off this time. I swear to God. But we're doing good. Meat pies.
Well, the fact that it's light golden brown is just perfect size. A little bite-sized snack. Absolutely amazing. So definitely, we're gonna eat multiple of them because I am a gordo and I need to eat a lot. So let's dig in. See how it tastes. So
So
my first bite is gonna be without the salsa. I wanna see what it tastes like without the salsa. And then my second bite will be with the salsa.
all right, let's go ahead and dig into these. So mine, these have been sitting for a while. I warmed mine up, so it is definitely a little warm. And I just love these things. So I first take potato, obviously meat. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry.
So they're absolutely amazing. It's almost like you can't really use the word tender with mashed potatoes. It tastes like mashed potatoes, with a nice like golden flake crust around it. So for you to want to get the feel, it's picture mashed potatoes with a golden crust, flaky crust around it. It's absolutely amazing. Tastes just great.
It's like I ate a little angel wing. So the one I didn't know people make them in Pollo. I of course got the carne ones, beef, and they are pretty much meat, cheese, potato. These are little; they're not big. They're more of an appetizer than anything.
They're about palm size.
Yeah, definitely not a big. It's always like a little, like I guess you would say, a treat when you're hungry. But oh man, these are so good.
Well,
I never thought I'd have another one again. I'm not gonna lie to you.
while Ralph is over there reminiscing, I am actually going to dig into the second empanada that I have with the salsa. See how it tastes.
Did you really eat your whole empanada in like one bite? I think someone
That
gets all.
salsa
Oh, is it amazing?
is freaking amazing. I've never tried to have salsa with empanada, and I'm gonna tell you, the lemoniness that goes with the beef as well as mashed potatoes, absolutely amazing, wrapped around a golden flake. It's just good. There's no other words to describe it. Just fucking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had salsa with my empanadas, so that was the first time for me. And I am so glad she gave it to me because that was definitely delicious. I honestly, that salsa, I would put it on anything. I mean, that cilantro lime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know what they do, but that's definitely it. Next time I'm going to get that, I'm going to ask them for like a whole bowl full. And you got a lot, too. You got like a big cup, huh?
Yeah, man, it's absolutely amazing. It's so good, I'm just going to keep drinking it.
Yeah, I had it earlier with the salsa. I didn't want to, like, you know, keep it. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd let you try it, but yeah, it's definitely a good salsa. I barely just finished mine. So there's two ways I've always eaten empanadas. I either eat them hot or cold. I mean, but like, I'm not talking about like ice cold out of the fridge. Just like, my grandma always left them out and put them in like a microwave. So
room temperature.
Yeah, room temperature. And when they're done. So when we pretty much like late night party is going on, they just give it to you. They're very hard to make. It's not I don't think it's an easy thing to make. So it would take a lot of time, a lot of work, and they would make them in big batches. So normally I have them in room temperature when I'm very hungry. I'll warm them up. I don't normally microwave them. I just did not want to get my toaster oven warm, so I microwaved this one, but it was still just on par. Did you microwave yours?
I did microwave mine, but I will tell you, it's almost like you have to be a master at pastry to make these things. I mean, to be able to have it with the light golden flake crust and nice on the inside, where it's not too dry, not too, you know, moist, not too hard. It's just perfect.
Yeah,
and no, Arizona's restaurant did that.
Normally, when you microwave something, it just like ruins the whole food. But I'm going to tell you, I had one earlier when it was hot off the grill, and it tastes the same when I microwaved it. I didn't overdo it. I always try to underdo it. So, but it was definitely still hot, and it tastes the same. So.
And if I may suggest, you know, if any of you out there that want to try empanadas, if you do want a sweet empanada, those are perfect refrigerated. Okay, sweet empanadas for, you know, you got your cream fillings and everything like that, almost like a custard donut. Those are best served cold. Amazing.
Blast.
With a coffee, with a hot chocolate, you know, definitely a great delicacy.
I don't know what you're talking about. You do not put cream filling in an empanada. I am sorry. I'm putting my foot down.
Don't listen to him. That's called a fat rage, okay? It's almost like a mad cow disease.
I had one once, and I thought there was going to be some good meat in it. I thought I was going to be enjoyed when I saw it. And I was so disappointed when I tasted it, and it was just that creamy, custardy filling. I was like, what the hell? I was so mad. Mad cow disease, man. I went and
he went on a fat rampage, guys, okay?
Fat rampage is what I did. We call them fat pages.
All right, buddy.
Anybody, again, if you're looking at this, was at RSLE's, I am definitely going back, so I will definitely go and review this more. But it is off 3650 South Jones Boulevard on the corner of Jones and Twain. Little restaurant. Of course, it's Colombian, so you're going to see the Colombian flag everywhere. That's how you know you're there. And then when you walk in, you'll feel like you're wearing the Colombian flag. Hope you guys definitely check it out. They have killer ratings on Yelp, which I am not surprised. They don't have that many ratings, though, which I'm not surprised. These little empanada treats were, I think, $1.50 or $2 each. They were under their appetizers. And when I walked in there, somebody else actually ordered empanadas. So I am not surprised because, again, these are one of the best Colombian meals you can get.
They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So oh my gosh, I'm just still savoring this. I can't wait to go back, man. My grandma made them a little differently. Of course, deep frying the way that they did. I don't think she deep fried hers. But this is just truly, truly, oh, fantastic. Okay, so this will be our rating portion of the empanadas from our Sally's. We're going to do a 1 to 10 scale of gordo. Go ahead. I want to hear your opinion on it. Go ahead.
So me personally, from all the many different types of empanadas I've tried in my life, never really had a Colombian empanada, but I would definitely rate it a 7 gordo. Only reason being is that I'm used to sweet empanadas. I'm not used to meat empanadas, but it is delicious. I love it. Very delicious. And a 7 is a high score.
So you're gonna be that one judge that everybody's like, hey.
I hate that guy.
You're gonna be that guy, aren't you?
I'm gonna be that guy, yes.
All right. Well, I am gonna shoot it a 9. And the only reason why I'm doing a 9 is because I don't wanna go guns blazing on a perfect 10, because I am loving this. Like I said, I'm gonna go back and get some more one day. I mean, a dozen was like $20 or something like that, which is kind of like a dozen tamales. So, I mean, it's definitely worth it for me. I love little snacks like this. I would love to have more hanging around the house so I can just grab them and just give them little kisses.
Gonna draw little faces on them and give little kisses.
No, it's definitely it's my thing. I grew up with this. Every party, my family would do this. So I understand that, you know, you're kind of surprised at the meat. Did you look up what it was gonna be made out of, or did you smelt it, didn't you?
No, I smelt it.
You smelt it,
you're like, I'm a fat boy, bro. I'm a gordo. The ingredients. I could even smell what the lady was wearing when she was hand folding the empanadas. Okay, I'm like a hound dog. Those drug sniffing dogs. I'm like that. Okay, but with food.
You went full out bloodhound on it, and you were just like, yeah. I smell beef.
I smelt it from the bag once you brought it to me. Amazing. Oh. I smelt it almost a mile away.
Yeah, I guess. I even gave it to you really nice and everything in a little baggie. All saran wrapped. Again.
It was pretty much like a drug deal gone down with empanadas. That's how it went. Gave it to me all wrapped nice in a little plastic package. Saran wrap package, you know, all sealed tight and everything like that. And I was still able to smell the goodness of it. That's how you know it's delicious. When you could just smell it from some ram wrapped seal tight package. Amazing. Yeah,
and by the way, that was almost 2 hours after I got them and they were still warm. That's how, like, just how it keeps the moisture and the heat. And I mean, it's been a good about 8 hours since they've been cooked, and we reheated them, and they're still just like, there's plenty of moisture in these empanadas, which I'm surprised.
The fact that you can reheat this thing in the microwave and still have that light golden brown flake is amazing. Mm-hmm. That is talent right there. I'm telling you, that is talent. It takes years of experience to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's still moist. It's really good. I love them. Can't live without them. And I am so glad I found a little restaurant that has empanadas. So I'm glad you liked it. Hopefully we'll be doing more of these little care packages thrown to you. I just had to start out with these. I saw them on the menu.
Great choice to start out.
Yeah, start out with a bang. Let's do it. Good.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I was hoping to get our mitts on. And I'm going to go back. So maybe we'll see what we have when we go back.
Definitely.
And yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and move on to our second
drink here.
Our drink, our Colombiana. Yeah, go ahead.
So looking at the can, I mean, I'm not too familiar with the Colombian colors, but I'm pretty sure it's the Colombian colors. I mean, it's blue, looks gold to me, yellow possibly, red. It's got the words "la que tomamos en casa," which means what we drink in the house, just like what we drink in the house. Called Colombiana La Nuestra, so from our family. So it's from the Colombian family, obviously. Regular little soda can, 12 full ounce soda can that we have. I'm excited for any of you guys out there that want to know the calorie intake, everything. It's 160 calories. Right? It's got 40 grams total carbohydrates. 40 grams of sugar, just like any other soda, and 21 milligrams of sodium. It's got zero fat, though. Woo-hoo! So let's try this thing out.
Zero fat. Also wanted to point out, it's got the Colombian eagle on there. So that's actually part of the Colombian coat of arms. So if anybody was ever wondering if they got one and they were wondering, like, what's this eagle? That is the coat of arms of Colombia. And yeah, I'm going to make the little soda sound. So this is coming out of my fridge, ice cold. Again, I got this at Araceli's. I'm assuming you can get it at any Latino store. Don't go to Amazon because they overcharge you. I think it was like $15 for a six pack when I went to Araceli's, and they were $2 a pop. So you do the math. But yeah, let's rip these puppies up. Come on, man.
So there goes mine.
Oh, yeah. What kind of smell? Did you start drinking it? Yeah, he did. Oh, I can hear it. Oh, he only had one for it.
Yes.
So what's your first take on it?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, generally, most sodas kind of taste similar to something. This almost tastes like a grape soda to me, kind of.
Grape soda?
Yeah, it kind of tastes like grape soda to me. Like if grape were to have sex with a bubblegum.
There you go. I always thought of these sodas, and I don't know if I've had these since I was a little kid. I always thought of Cactus Cooler when I was younger, but I don't know if they changed the recipe or if something changed, but it definitely tastes more bubble gummy to me.
Yeah, it's almost like if, like you said, Cactus Cooler, it almost tastes like if grape had sex with a bubble gum and they came out with a Colombiana. It's kind of what it tastes like.
Yeah, I can definitely taste the bubble gum, but you're the first person I think I've talked to that says they can taste grape. That's pretty interesting.
I'm telling you, it almost tastes like if grape had sex with a bubblegum. It's a little slight mixture of that grape.
All right, man. Well, I mean, I've normally had it out of a bottle. I wonder if it tastes different from a bottle. I'm going to have to
say everything tastes better in a bottle. I'll tell you that much. Really? Anything that comes out of a bottle will taste way better than it can.
I would have to disagree with you, my friend. I am a can man all the way. I love my alcohol in a can. I love my soda in a can. I
There
just.
is something about that dirt that turned into glass that infused with the sugars that creates the amazing taste of your soda. A crisp taste. Just amazing.
This is a big drink out in Colombia. I remember when I was out there, and this is what you would drink. Everybody would have a Colombian soda. All the major events would be sponsored by Colombiana. Everybody would, talk about it. It's a pride thing, and this is just the soda to have. You have Coke, Pepsi, and then you had Colombiana. So, what other hints of flavor do you get? Like
Those are just the
when I smell it, I smell like a grapefruit. What kind of?
I wouldn't say grapefruit. I mean, if you were really thinking about fruit, I'm not sure if you ever had dragon fruit, but dragon fruit just has a sweet taste in there. It's almost similar to a grapefruit. You know, get that grape or grapefruit. Dragon fruit can be almost defined as like you're just eating sugar. It's just sweet. But it's so good. So good.
Well, I definitely smell the sweetness. It's definitely good. I'm glad I got this too. We definitely went the whole Colombian route today. No Mexican food today for us. So what have you done? Let's talk about what you've had this weekend. Again, I'm gonna have to let me restart that. I'm gonna cut that here. The weekend is over. It is Monday. Have you done anything recently? Hold on for food. Gone anywhere?
No, not really, only because I was working. But I do plan on possibly going somewhere this week. Not really sure. May have a hotel stay at the Rio. So I might be going to El Borracho. So maybe we'll see. See how it
Definitely,
goes. Maybe about
definitely,
that.
definitely try those nachos. Those were delicious.
Trash can nachos are awesome. So we will definitely see. Not 100% sure yet. See where.
I hope you do try that out. I would definitely like to hear your take on those nachos. I loved them myself. Me myself, I went to a couple places this weekend. I had sushi at a little restaurant out on my side of town, which is, I know you don't really get to go out and eat sushi. I am a big sushi eater, so I don't eat the, hardcore fish stuff. I'm more of a crabby shrimp kind of guy. This little place, they had what they call is a Johnny roll, which is pretty much a California roll, just wrapped in cucumbers. So it was delicious.
Sounds good. I actually seen something like that before. Never have tried it, but it's good. Sounds good.
It was Johnny rolls are delicious. I would eat a Johnny roll all day. I don't know what they put in it, other than the way I've explained it. It's also buy two get one free. That's why we go to this little place every once in a while. And it is pretty good. It's called Sawa Sushi off of Blue Diamond and Dean Martin in the Target Shopping Center by the Summerton Casino. It's a very small little sushi joint. So, but I mean, again, it's pretty good. I get the Johnny roll, and I always get some sort of crabby roll. So, Definitely check it out. I would, if I was to rate it, I would rate it at an average 7 tacos. And the only reason why I would do that is their sushi is very average. The Johnny Roll is the only thing that stands out to me. Their pricing, though, is phenomenal. I mean, to buy two, get one free. I haven't seen that many places out here in Vegas that do it. I've been to a lot of places that do it, though. So if you're looking for the best bang for your buck, that's not all you can eat, definitely stop there. I mean, also, I went over to my favorite burger joint in Vegas so far, which is the Barcode Burger Code. And that is off of Flamingo and, oh my gosh, Flamingo and Eastern, I think. Barcode. And it's a little burger bar. They have really good burgers there. I've been trying to get out there with Bulldog. One day we will get out there because it is open 24 hours. I don't know if they're going to serve food 24 hours. I will definitely ask that next time. But I had the Ryan Reeves burger because I am a big Golden Knights fan. I'm a big Ryan Reeves fan. And we watched the hockey game there, which was fun to watch. They have a lot of TVs there, and they blast that game very loud. So in case somebody's looking for a burger joint to watch the hockey game, there's definitely a place. Ryan Reeves' burger was two burger patties with some goat cheese, egg, and red onion. And let me tell you, man, that thing was delicious. I don't normally eat.
Sounds delicious. I love goat cheese.
Goat cheese. Oh, man. Don't even get me on that goat cheese. That was just that was definitely good. I'm not a big egg on my burger person, so for me to say I enjoyed that was definitely a good. I shared it with my wife because I did not know it had two patties in it, and we were already full on sushi. We didn't eat too much, so. So we shared the burger, which was perfect for us. It wasn't like an overfilling meal. And yeah, it was delicious. I love Barcode. They're always fun to watch the games or to eat a nice burger. One day I will get Bulldog there. That's over off of Flamingo Boulevard near Maryland Parkway. So if you're in the area and you want a burger and you want a bar, definitely go there. Oh, yeah. So that was definitely delicious. Anything else you were planning to do or go out to? I know there was talks about the Foodie Fest coming up.
Yes, the Foodie Fest, definitely. So I see that it's open for free, or it's free admission. Yes, it'll be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 20th to the 24th, I believe it is. Or the 24th to the 28th. Sorry.
Yes.
So,
have you been to the Great American Foodie Fest out here in Vegas?
I've never been out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my story, I've never been to one. I've always wanted to go because everybody talks about it. It's pretty much just a bunch of food trucks, right? And food places all in one area?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I went one time and I didn't know you had to pay to get in, which I thought was ridiculous. I don't know if this is their first time doing it for free or if they've done it for free, but if it's free to get in and to try the food, I'm down. I mean, the food obviously isn't free. I mean, you gotta put some money into it. but I mean, last year they were like, oh, you want to get in $10? And I was just like, no, I'm going to go eat over there. Sorry. I'm not going to pay to get into a place to pay for more food. That's not how it works, buddy. So, yeah, hopefully Dos Gordos can join. If not, we will talk about our experiences there. First timers, so that's definitely a good start.
Definitely.
And yeah, I mean, oh, man, I'm so glad we had those empanadas, Colombiana. I've got one more Colombiana left, and I'm waiting. I'm gonna keep that for special occasions.
Well,
maybe when we get like some subscribers, I'll open up one. I'll play some music. I'll be like this when we get our first like subscriber. Just like right into ours. It's like, I love this podcast, and they talk about our podcast, and then they're like, hey, let's donate to our podcast. I'm just gonna open up a Colombiana and play this song over and over again. That'll be my victory. All right. Anywho, I'm going to throw a bunch of commercials in there. Hopefully we can start making some money. And, you know, keep Bulldog fed.
I have a black hole in my stomach, and I get very, very angry when I don't eat. So.
The cranky Bulldog.
So but, we can try delicious foods and tell you about these delicious foods.
And of course, any type of donation, anything that we make off this podcast is going to go straight to food. It's not going to go to us. Strictly
to feeding the beast in my belly.
The beast, and maybe we'll get some. Okay, so next portion of our podcast, I got little treats. They are called White Rabbits. They were introduced from my wife a long time ago. She had Asian roommates in college, her college time, which is kind of weird because I lived in an Asian town and this is my first time. Well, not my first time, but she introduced that to me, and she said, yeah, it's a very popular meal, a little snack out there. So I was just like, okay, cool. So I had them. I loved them. I thought I'd bring them to the show. So this is the White Rabbit segment, which is, I don't know where it's from. Where is White Rabbit from?
Let's look up. By the looks of the thing, I have no idea.
Well, what's your first take when you look at it?
So when I open it, it actually looks similar to a vanilla Tootsie Roll.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Vanilla Tootsie Roll. Which I'm hoping it does not taste like a vanilla Tootsie Roll because I am not a big fan.
Okay, well, hopefully you like this. This is from China. It's called White Rabbit Creamy Candy, which is a brand of milk candy manufactured by, I don't know how to say that, so I'm not going to say that. But it is Chinese candy. When you open it, it actually comes in two wrappers. So I'm going to start opening mine because I was very shocked when I first started it. All right, so it comes in two little wrappers. The first one you don't eat, but the second one is an edible candy.
It's a sugar-coated wrapper.
Yeah, I guess you would say, yeah, sugar-coated. I don't know what it is, but... go ahead and dig in. It's a little hard, just FYI, because yeah. Actually, this one's soft. Huh, that's weird. That's pretty good.
So it's very chewy. Almost like a caramel chewy. Sticks your teeth. It's actually very delicious. Tastes like white chocolate.
So you don't taste any vanilla in it?
You could taste the vanilla, but when you eat white chocolate, it has a vanilla taste in it. That's what it tastes like.
Definitely chewy.
Mm-hmm. And this is bad for my teeth. I got very messed up teeth because I am a gordo. I eat a lot of sweets.
Yeah, if you definitely have teeth that you cannot chew with, This is definitely, it sticks to your teeth, so just be wary of that. I think this is more like a kind of suck it for a long time type candy. Let it melt, which will take a very long time. But yeah. So I went to Cost Plus World Market, which has a bunch of a lot of different sodas, different candies from different countries, different snacks. And I saw this there, and I was just like, all right, I'm gonna buy a bag and give that Bulldog a couple.
Second off, it does taste like white chocolate with a hint of vanilla. It is extremely chewy, almost like caramel. I like it. I
You
like
like
to
it?
play with my food. I do. I like to play with my food. And the fact that it's sticking to my teeth and I have to play with it to kind of chew it, it's interesting. I like it. I enjoy it.
Yeah, if definitely if you have bad teeth, I would be very cautious with this. But
If you have fillings, do not eat this candy.
you're gonna rip those puppies out. So be
Definitely.
cautious, but it is definitely a fun candy to eat. I would definitely take this out. For our first time, kind of a fun candy to definitely chew on. The only person that I've ever seen it eat it is my wife, and so I don't know if a lot of Chinese people eat this candy or if it's popular out in Asia, but so yeah, I mean, what would your rating be for White Rabbit candy?
Well, for White Rabbit, it's definitely a fun candy. Like I said, I'm not much of a vanilla person, but I like it. So I'm gonna go with an 8.
You're gonna give it a strong 8.
I am gonna give it a strong 8. It is definitely a candy that I would like to eat.
Listen, buddy, we're
I like the chewiness in this candy, okay? The chewiness is where it's at. That is candy.
is this a candy rating or is this an all around rating that you're giving? Is this a, an 8 for a candy or is this an 8 like how you normally rate things? Because
This is an 8 on
you
candy.
gave my beautiful empanada a 7, but you give this White Rabbit an 8.
Yes,
We're gonna have a
I
little
love
talk.
the
We're gonna have a little talk about this. All right. I
chewiness.
myself.
This is an 8 on candy, okay? Definitely not food. If we were to
Okay.
do an
All right.
all-around rating, I would go for a 2, but for candy, this is an 8. I like
Okay.
it.
All right. Yeah. This is a fun candy to eat. Like, it has this edible wrapper, which is one of my favorite things. I don't think I've had a candy with that, edible wrapper type thing. So it is definitely fun to eat. I myself, I'm gonna have to give it a 7 gordito out of 10. I mean, the only reason why I'm giving it a 7, I love vanilla, and I love chewy fun candies, but it is just too dang hard. I mean, it's fun to eat. It's good to suck on, but damn, is it so hard? If it wasn't so hard, if it was softened up a bit, I would probably rate it higher. But it's just sometimes I'm like very scared that I'm gonna lose some teeth, and I only got a few left. I gotta keep those for my meaty pies, man, my empanadas. I mean, I guess I could technically eat the empanada without the teeth, but still, I need. I need my bare teeth, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. So definitely White Rabbit is a fun little treat to have around. It's kind of like a little Tootsie Roll, so it's not that big. And those are our three little snacks that we've had today. And I am happy we started out with these three. We started out strong. Hopefully we could keep this boat going. Again, we've got a lot of fun stuff to plan around. Hopefully I can throw out more care packages out so we can start getting this boat rolling. This podcast will be on the Bulldog Gaming Team Bulldog. That's where we're gonna keep everything kind of organized there. So If you're not able to comment wherever you're listening to this podcast, definitely check out the Team Bulldog. Me and Bulldog do video game streaming. So if you ever like video game streaming and nerd stuff, definitely check it out. I am going to have pictures up there of what we've had so far. So definitely look out for that once this podcast is out. And I hope you enjoyed it. Give us a like on either the page or the podcast or wherever you can give us a like at. Just to know that people are listening. We are accepting donations. Or enjoy. It's not going to be any profits for us. And I hope you really enjoyed our podcast. So this is Old Man Ralph and
Bulldog here. And we're Dos Cuartos.